Shin Pei Bei, Sifu Tess, we're looking at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifu Tess. So the case over here was that there was a Goy and a Jew, one Jew who lived in a chatzah together, and there's another Jew whose house was adjacent to the to Jew 1 and Jew 2 had houses which were adjacent to each other, but number 2's house, was his door was facing into a different chatzah. So he wasn't opening to the chatzah where the Goy. So Chatzar A had one Goy and one Jew. Chatzar B had a Jew with other Jews, etc. But the house of the two Jews were adjacent, and there was a window between the two. And they're ma'ariv together through that window to allow them to carry from one house to the other. So what happens vis-a-vis the Chatzar? That's the question. Sif Katan Samache. She is so akum darim bo. Ratzalemer Yisrael echad. There's one Jew and one goy. By Zechashe Yisrael, Ratzalemer Shal Yisrael Sheni. There's another Jew. Ben Besuch Lachotzer. It doesn't open to this Chotzer. Elo Chotzer Acheres or the Mavi. The second Jew's house doesn't open to a different Chotzer or to the Mavi. Dilo Ha Yisrael Lachotzer Zeh, because it would open up to this Chotzer. So there's two Jews and one goy. Can Reish Kan Shnei Yisrael and Bemakom Akum. There's two Jews and one goy, and you're going to need Schiris. And then Pashat the Sikhim Liskar, Rishus Rahagak Larabinayim, you would need Skiris, and then you would need air between the two Jews. That would be if his house was opening into the same Chatzar, but it's not. Rakahacha, the Ba'i Sechot, Eno Shaykh Lakan, the second house is no connection over here. Sheh Piskul the Tzarachar, it's opening some, its door opens somewhere else. Kenlo Nishar Khan, Rak Yisrael Echot, B'mokam Akum. There's one Jew and one Goy. In that case, we said he doesn't have to do skiris. He doesn't have to do Erev. He doesn't do anything. He can carry in the chotzer. Now, Vashina Nahocha, so the chiddush of this sif is, she Yisrael Hasheni also the taltal, derech haloiner, the basis still said. So that now, Jew A and Jew B make an Erev through their window to allow them to carry from one house to the other. So now, it's Jew number two says, okay, great. Listen. That chotzer doesn't need a tikkun. You're allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, your kelim, without doing eruv or skiris. I'm allowed to carry to your house. I'm going to carry from my house to your house to the chotzer. No, can't do that. Mishom lechotzer, feeling misar ba yirei achalon hashesh. But even though they made an eruv between the two, we cannot carry out to the chotzer. Rav gav the mishum yisrael zesh metalto kam ken derech beis hashem yisrael mishtaber lemikri shnayim b'mokim akum lesser. So what's the problem? You're allowed to carry in that chotzer without any tikkun, because it's only one Jew and one goy, no skiris and no eruv. So if you're allowed to carry, so why can't this fellow carry Jew number two carry it out over there? It's not because there's two Jews that you need now tikkun in the chotzer. It's only because they're going out through their door to the chotzer. Okay, so why would the second Jew have a problem carrying in the chotzer? If we're going to let the second Jew carry out to the chotzer, if we're going to allow that, what's going to happen is so the Jew who's living with the goy, so great, there's two Jews over here. Remember, our goal over here is to make it that it's really scary to live with the goy because there's nobody else there. Over here, the Lord Mistafi, he's not going to be scared, Mishum Shehu Yachid, because he's all by himself. Because there's another Jew using this chatzah regularly. So now I'm not scared anymore. And we're back to the problem. We're saying he doesn't need skiris because it's all by himself. So he's comfortable living there. He's not scared by all by himself because another Jew who's constantly walking through there using it. So he feels the confidence. You don't get the negative motivation to move away. At the same time, the goy isn't motivated to refuse because you're not asking for skiris. So you're back to a untenable position of the Jew living with the goy comfortably, and that's not what we want.
Where are you?
We just finished this Sifkat and Samuel Zayin. Okay.
Mishnah Berurah.
Aval. If there's a doorway in between. Okay.
The door to the shul hadn't been opened from the outside.
the door between the two houses, there's, so again, there's one chatzar in the chatzar, there's one Jew and one goy living in the chatzar. There's a second house which has a second Jew, and his main exit of his house is out to a different chatzar. So you only have one Jew exiting out to that chatzar, but there's a door between the two houses. Not a window, a door. So in that situation, the law is mutter. So we said before in Sivkot and Samazayin that Chazal were afraid if we allow him to walk through there and carry there through this chaloyin type of thing, he'll use it. The Jew will not be scared to live there, and then that's going to create a situation to learn from the goy. But over here, whether we allow the Erev or not,
well, he'll live with the goy.
The same chutzpah. But over here, whether we allow the Erev or not, if they have a door between, this guy's using this doorway as an exit out into his friend's house and out to the chutzpah. So the Jew's comfortable over there anyway. So the Erev is not going to be mild or murmured. It's not going to make any difference allowing the Erev in that situation. So there's no reason why we shouldn't allow him to go with the Ikra Din, that he should be allowed to carry there. Yesh Meshoimer says that no, even in the situation of the door, Chazal said it's also because of the same problem. And he says, no, we should be machmel with this opinion. Even in the case of a door, so they should, that it's a problem. So you can't carry out, Jew number two can't carry out to chotzer number one through the house of Jew number one.
Yeah.
Okay, Sifchov. Chatzar sheyisov any Yehudi shriyim bo. There is a chatzar where there's a Jew and a non-Jew living in it. There's more than one Jew living there, so it's. V'ho'yu chaloynes psuchas mibayis yisrael zeh, mibayis yisrael zeh, lebayis yisrael zeh. V'osu erev der chaloynes. So, and there's a direct access from the houses without going to the chutz. There's a direct access from one house to the next. The Jewish houses, one to the other. And they made an Eruv based on their chalonis. That the people's houses open one to the other. They made an Eruv between them. So, Avishem Mutorim Lohitzibim, we bias the bias their chalonis. So, from one house to another house, a lot of carry. Because they're not using the chutz. And the guy has no rishus in this part. And between the house. But still, harayim asurim lahotzi mibayis the bayis derech psachim neish harani yehudi atchi asker. But to go out to the chutz or go out the front door into the chutz and then go into the other guy's front door, use the chutz, then you can't because you have to be sechir from the goy. His bishus in the chutz. Okay. What do you understand, sir?
But also, if there's a Pesach between the two,
there's houses that have direct access, and there's also a front door out to the chutz.
Yeah.
So they went. So I can tell you, you can carry from one house to the next through here. You can't go out your front door into the chutz or into the other guy's front door.
That's what they mean by Pesach. I thought it meant if there was a Pesach between the houses.
No, I mean, well, no, that's would be fine from one house, direct from one house to the other. The problem is he's going out to the chutz.
Okay. So why did they mention Davka Chalonis?
It's not Davka. Mishra says it's not Davka.
No, okay.
Okay. Okay, so that's one then. Now, the next thing really is it's a new point. Sinus Yeshba Yisraelim Rabin. Yesh Lem Batim Yechadim. It's a large ship, and there's different rooms. So it's equivalent to Batim Yechadim. Each one has their own room. The many Jews. There's also non-Jews there, or the owner of the ship is not a Jew. So the outside area is like a chotzer, which was shared between Jews and non-Jews. Sichem la'arev, they have to do eruv between the Jews. Valinscha rishus, meaning any Yehudi ba'alasvina, they have to be sichem rishus from the owner of the ship. Or they can arrange that when they pay their rent to for their room, for the usage of the ship, they can arrange that should also be a payment for the schiris rishus of the of the communal, the communal area.
Would that work in a you know, a condo situation where they're paying a condo fee?
It could. It could. If you just have to set it up.
What happens if the owner of the boat is a Jew, and there's some guy in that are renting cabins?
If they're renting, there's a problem. You have to, you have to rent from them.
If the owner is a Jew, though, and he has the right to enter,
unless well, if he has fees, sir, depends if he has fees or not.
Oh, why would it be different than a hotel?
Dr. Cooper.
Right, well, that's not, as long as he has three, so if he has three, so he has some item in there. Or either has item in there or he has the right to go in there.
Now, why would you... Why would you
want to go
in? This case, or the, this case is a good. They asked what would be the owner's issue. So discussing that case, owner's issue. Yeah.
Why would you... Why would you even have a half a minute to require it on a boat, which is... the whole idea of this is that you should learn from the guy. But that's if you're living there. How long do you stay on a boat? Stay a couple of weeks? I mean, you know, what are you going to, you know, I mean, is it al sloy plug that they shouldn't learn
once
from
they
that?
Once they set it up, they set it up. You know,
so it's a light plug sort of thing. That once they, once,
yeah. You know, people of means, else they could spend a lot of time on cruises and things like that.
Well, I think the other way around, I think, if they're talking about boats, if you're renting space, a lot of it was
houseboats. You mean?
No, but these were, they were, you know, it wasn't like these were boats, but they went long distances.
Oh, so you think it was a long time, maybe?
Yeah, it could be a long time also.
Well, Mr. Brewer lived at a time when people were crossing the ocean.
See, to me, it could be counterproductive, because If you sit in your own cabin, you're not dealing with the guy. It's one thing, but when you start going to the guy and explain to him what you have to do, he says, "Oh, that's fascinating. Tell me more." And before you look around, you're giving shiurim to him. And now all of a sudden, you're having a relationship that you probably would not have had if you just sat in your cabin and called it a day.
Well, so that's nowadays, but once upon a time, they were much more superstitious. They were much more superstitious. They didn't ask you what that's fascinating. They said, "You're Jew. You're trying to do voodoo on me."
Yeah, maybe that's true.
What?
Okay, Ayin, Sekat 9. Shisova Akum Dor Shurim Ba. What's the lemur? Pesachim Shalbata Yisraelim Pesuchim Lachatz. So the case was that the Jews, there were more than one Jew, they were all opening out their doors, their houses opened out into the Chatzar, and they had windows in between. Erev Der Cholayin. So what's the lemur? It doesn't mean they put the Erev through the Cholayin. Ayin Cholayin Shiyesh B'neim Cholo Erev She'osu. There's windows between, so they arranged that I'm allowed to carry from one house to the other through this Erev. And there's a door between the two houses. For sure, it'll be true. So they're allowed to carry from one to the other one. Derech Halonis, Lahoitzi Ayin Beis, Derech Halonis, Derech Pesach, or if there's a door between, they can use the door. But to go through the front door into the Chatzar and then go into the other person's house, but that's going to be Asur, Hiraya Masurim. They're also to take it out. Those hold out the Amina Kiman, Shever Yachad, their Chalonis, Upsachim Shesh Beneim. Vis a vis the Chalon between the two of them, the Erev worked. And therefore, we should argue like this. Yechoshu Kibala Bais Echod, Adar Bechotzer Shalakub. So now they're one unit. So if it's one unit, the lacha is you don't need tchiras rishus. There's only one Jew. Ve'noishal alav lahitzi mi bais the bais the filo derech aver chotzer. I skipped. Mechon shu kabay the bais echad hador bechotzer shal akum. Ve'noishal alav lahitzi mi bais the bais the filo derech aver chotzer. K'mashal, that's not true. Even though we look at them as one unit because they made an erev together, and the erev was valid. Whereas normally they make the erev is not valid. We need tchiras. So we hear a case of the erev is valid even though there's no tchiras. So, the Erev is valid, now they're one unit, and now they, as one unit, are discussing whether they need skiers. Well, you don't need skiers if you're only one unit. No, you're two units. Therefore, you still need skiers. You can't go through the airspace of the Chatzar. But to go straight from one house to the other through the door between, which is a direct door from one house to the next, that's not a problem. The problem is going out into the Chatzar. Okay, what's the case of the ship? Ayin hay. V'yeshtem batim yichon. Rosalem v'sheyesh shnei yisraelim v'yeser. There's two or more Jews. Shkol echad mehem cheder miyuchad l'achil. He has his own place where he's going to eat and sleep. They may oichel memokim echad. If they all ate in the dining hall. V'lekam v'kam v'kachad choshi v'na osur. So that's all. They all count as one big unit. If they talk, all eat together in one.
That's
one,
very common on boats,
right? So, but the
unless
point,
you live in a, you're, unless you're in a fancy.
Right. So, over here, case was that they have their own place where they're eating. So they have to rent minakam balasuna. The case where there's separate houses, and a common area which is the chut, which is meshutta for everybody. Sichem laharav v'liskir. You have to do erev and skiras. Zot the beis yosef. Mavur beis yosef. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the beis yosef. The mahani b'mashas serchem mibal asvina. That which with the bal asvina can rent to you. Why is he the right person? He has 10 rooms. He rents out 5 to Jews and 5 to goyim. These rooms now belong to the goyim. So why is the Baal HaSvina the right person?
Uh-huh.
It only works. Elim Serchem Imenu Kadam Shechilah Kamakayim Shecholechem Inakam. Before he gave out the Rishus of the house, the rooms to the Goyim. So at that point in time, he owns the room. Without Rishus HaSvina Shaykh Loy Levad, he has Rishus. Bechel Sbiel Lavahaski, he rented out. And then later on, when the guy rents from him, it's too late because he already gave out the Rishus.
This is assuming he doesn't have Tvisa.
Correct. I will laach hashachilik and mukayim is the shara sarker. Lo bahani mahani b'mashi yiskrum imenu. What does it help renting from him? They already gave it out to them. It's their place now. El tzichem liskrum imvelu mikol akum akum. So each goy you'd have to rent from individually.
That'd be
fun. Lo sheyesh lo rishus the balosino lo niach kelim b'chol makum. Unless he maintained rishus in the rooms. Then you can rent for him alone, because that's a case of where he's not worse than the case of the Skir Rilakito, that he has Rishus in all the rooms.
I don't understand how, even in those days, that the balabus of the boat doesn't have Tvisa on the rooms. If there's a leak, if there's a problem, I mean, if there's a fire, I mean, he can't go in there. I mean, even in those days, there can be a problem in the boat that the owner has to go in and take care of it.
Maybe the rentals he has to have to ask for shoes.
If there's an emergency, he has to ask for shoes. I mean, even those days they had emergencies. I mean, their boats were not built better than the boats of today. I don't get it.
I guess what you're asking is, why is it different from rent for a communal air of renting from the municipality, because they, in principle, through the fire and police, have...
Yeah, this guy owns the boat. If all of a sudden they say there's a leak in the boat, you think he's not going to go into that room?
Or fire.
You can't go and watch. I'll go in. I mean, how could you think that? It's his boat. He's not going to let his boat go down.
Somebody, really, for the safety of the boat, has to have that.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. How could it not have to feast on the boat?
You know, I think... When I rent out this room... We could arrange it one of two ways. Forget about the boat for a second. I go to the towers. I go to the Warwick. Right? They give me no furniture. Right? Mm-hmm. Zero furniture in my room. Right? Leaving emergency aside, which the argument, they want to come in. They have to knock on the door.
Yes. Good. They knock on the door,
which means they have to ask Rishus to come in.
True. They can't just barge in.
Right, now, by emergency, they don't have to knock on the door.
Right.
Right? So we can say one of two ways. It's because they maintain the ownership, or because they assume I'm asking they should come in an emergency. Which one is it? When the police come in, it's not because they're assuming that I'm asking. It's that they have a power as the policeman to force their way in, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that the ownership of the building has the right to force their way in, whether you like it or not.
You'd have to see the contract.
It might be. The question is, they have to ask Rishus, but in the most cases, we assume that since it's an emergency, you would want me to come in. We assume that you're agreeable to it. But theoretically, I go, listen, I don't want this. Well, okay, we could argue, we could argue yes or argue no, but it's not the same thing as the police, where they have, in principle, they, as the government, have a right to force it.
If I'm living in a multi-story building, I'm living above you, and my bathtub is running over, and it's pouring right down on your head, and I and I'm and they knock on my door and say, "Mr. Wertenthal, let us in." And we say, "I said, no, I'm not masking." How long will it be before they knock that door down? I mean, realistically,
it's a good question. I'm not sure, sir. I understand.
You might kind of, but you have a good timing. What you could probably say is they would have to call the police.
Yeah,
maybe right.
Yeah,
maybe they would call the police. Okay.
No, the hotel is different.
Hotel, it would probably, it depends on how the arrangement would be. But theoretically, not everybody agrees the hotel is not a problem. It's a choice of poiskin. Rainer was make a lot of things, but then it's not everybody agrees the hotel is okay. Mm-hmm. Some people hold the hotel, you talk and eat it. Okay.
Maybe they would have to call the police.
They might be pretty upset at me. But they said, listen, excuse me, right now I'm not dressed. You ain't coming in. That's your problem. Yeah. How to do with your neighbor downstairs. But I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
The police says, the police knocks on the door. He says, I'm not dressed. He says, I don't care. I'm coming in.
Yeah, they're coming in.
You know, it's not exactly the same.
I guess you're right.
Okay, I Zion. Are you my filial? Let's learn that. I feel like Sachar. It wasn't a separate act of skiris. You can arrange that the payment that you're getting for the room should work for the right to use the getting rishus over the communal area also. Okay. Shin Pei Gil. If the guy is not there, so then we don't need skiris. Okay. So it's a scenario where there's one chotzer with two yidden and one guy. So there's a din of skiris. But he's not there. He left before Shabbos. So eno oyser. We'll have to see how far away he has to go. Because we said over there that by case of a Jew, they should not be skiris, they should be Eruv. If the Jew is not there for Shabbos, in a way that he can't come back, right? He doesn't have to contribute to the Eruv. But the Goy, he can travel on Shabbos. So it has to be that he's at least a day's worth of travel away. So he's now, he traveled to a place, before the days of cars, he traveled to a place which is, days worth of travel away. So he's out of this area. So then we ignore him. We don't need skiris. You just do it via arvu v'yumator. Now you do an Erev, and that's it. Now, boy, you're going to be Shabbos. The guy comes back on Shabbos. He says, "Yeah, I went a day's trip away, but that was on Monday. So Friday, I decided to come back halfway, and then Shabbos. On Shabbos morning, he rolls up. So the loch is oyser. So now he asers. Well, erev bottle, and therefore the erev is no longer valid. So two things happen: A, we need skiris, and B, the erev is no longer valid. So what happens?" We said before, you can do skiris on Shabbos. So he said, listen, sir, would you mind? I have this delicious kugel. I'll give you the kugel.
Go back where you came from.
Well, or give me the rishus.
Oh, okay.
Right? So you can do that. You can give him food to be serve rishus on Shabbos, we said before. So we solved the skiris problem. The problem is the Erev is no longer valid. So the Erev is no longer valid, so what happens now? So you have to do bittul. So A can be mevatel rishus, Jew A can be mevatel rishus to Jew B, and then Jew B is allowed to carry. They can do a round robin. Then after Jew B does all of his business that he needs to do, taking down to the chatzur, then Jew B is mevatel rishus to Jew A, and then Jew A takes everything out.
But it's mutually exclusive. They can't
do it at the same time. Right, you can't do it at the same time. So the case would be in a case where they made an error and the goy wasn't here. The goy comes back on Shabbos and the goy drops dead. Right? So in that situation, you don't need skiris because he's dead. But bittul shivat al echad chaver yomai yochin, but the bittul will work in that situation. Okay. Aleph, Mishnei Yisrael, Mechatzar Echad, there's one guy with two Yidin and one Chatzar.
Right, so what's the problem if he dies exactly?
No, it's not a Ritzik Halva, he's saying it's good. Case was the guy wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos. The guy comes back on Shabbos, and then he dies.
He leaves first.
He leaves first.
And then he comes back and he dies.
Right, so the beginning of Shabbos, they didn't do a skiris.
Oh, he didn't just die, like, in his house. I mean, he had to, you're talking about a case where he actually left and came back.
Right. So they didn't do skiris.
That will teach him.
Well, see, if he did skiris, if he was here, they had to do skiris anyway. So the case is they didn't do skiris because he wasn't there. And then he comes to the Shabbos and he asks us, and then they, you know, they give him this look and he says, "Oh, I can't deal with this," and he dies, right? So okay. So now what happens? So do bitul, good.
Why do I have to do anything for it? He's not there, he's dead.
Yeah, but the Erev is bottled. The once he came, the, so once he comes back, the Erev is bottled. In Akam Beis, so Shalach Kadam Shabbos, who Mechobene Beis Soy Le'ir Acheres. They went to a different city.
Maybe he shouldn't count because he's a traitor. He's not going to live.
Okay.
It's already a lumpus.
That's too much old on this. Okay. Not such a lumpus. Okay. I mean, he went there to be there. Okay. There's at least one opinion says he has to go a place which is beyond a day's travel. Theoretically, he can't come back on Shabbos. The second opinion over there in Shinai Alf says, if he's planning not to come back. He went to a different city and he's not planning to come back for Shabbos, so he doesn't answer. Oyster, he comes back on the Shabbos, he comes back. When you say Shabbos or Hutra, which we said before that works, but we don't say that. Even in a case where the guy was like way far away. Why don't we say it? So that's like, you know, the guy really wasn't here, so he's irrelevant. And once he's irrelevant, Shabbos or Hutra Hutra. We don't say that. Why? The Kivan Shabbos Achakach B'Shabbos. I mean, if the guy was living more than a distance of a day's travel away, so how'd he get here? Teretz is that he started coming back. He went there on Monday, but on Friday he started coming back. So then, now it comes at the beginning of Shabbos. He wasn't where you wanted him to be. He wasn't in that other city. He was on his way back. It comes out now as this barer that the whole thing was a mistake. He really was on his way, and the Erev wasn't the valid Erev because you need schiris. Therefore, Erev bottle. So the Erev is bottle. So you can do schiris, but still now you're left with no Erev. Mishum the Erev nisbal will take him. So when the guy came back, it was nisbal. So again, you know, again, the logic here really is really nisbar. Really, it wasn't that it's bottle when he came back. It really, is when he came back, it's nisbar that it was bottle the whole time. Because an Erev without a series doesn't work. So Yichel Niskar Mimenu, they can do skiris from him. Veinza Dermal Lemikach Lememker. They're doing business on Shabbos. Mishum the Ainza Ela Mishum the Erev no the Ainza Ela Mishum Heker Lahatir Tatul. We said before, it's not a real bona fide ownership. So it's not a real mice of business. So then they can do bittul. So he bittul, I mean, loy harishos. The person that you're mavatul to, he can carry. Hashem a mavatul, mavari also. The mavatul is also. In loy shechaz or hashem if bittul the harishon does mutter can obvious him sef shimon shin peyale. We can turn around that, you know, ruin is mavatul to shimon, shimon could later be mavatul to ruin. Koshin meis rakim b'shabbos ches. But to learn. What happened was first they were ma'arev. L'hoyu akum kan. Ubo b'Shabbos. The beginning of Shabbos he wasn't there. They made an Erev. The guy comes back on Shabbos, and then he dies. So when he came back, the Erev was bottled, and you need skiris. But now the guy dies, so we don't need skiris anymore. The vadim hani bittel the chud mikavu chervus. Just the bittel works. The kib and the gam hecha the tzorach skiris u bittel. Mahani afil b'shabbos. When you need skiris and bittel, that works on Shabbos. Kolshken bittel the chud. You don't need bittel. That should sure work on Shabbos. So now this halacha of huadin im loy erev klal mivodjoim. So they didn't do an Erev. The case over here was that they did an Erev, but the guy came back on Shabbos. It was an expired that wasn't good. But so they just didn't do an Erev. Whatever, they decided they're not going to do an Erev. And then the guy dies on Shabbos. If you listen, the guy's not really, he's not renting to us for whatever reason. It's a waste of time to make an Erev. And then the guy dies. Meis for Shabbos. So Vatal Echel the Chaveru B'Shar Zidu Bittu. Now, we'll call it, this is all talking about there was no skiris. Alim sachrum imenu b'adam. In the case where there was skiris, v'gam erev, they did skiris and they did erev, and that umeisu akum b'shabbos. So what happens then? So we already said before, avshiyesh lo yarshim, lemisbat lo erev, avshadayin lo sachrum in a yarish. The kibun shahutu l'chilas shabbos, hutu kol shabbos. So as long as the yarish doesn't show up on Shabbos to make his claim. So depends if your circle is stam or circle is ma. The Taz says it's no good because he could be chayzer. That's also because of Tech's man. The Chenemar argue.
Who could be chayzer?
The Mervish, and therefore the Yerish could be. According to the Chenemar, the Tech's man, any Yerish could be one. Mace, let me smell those tears for the Yerish, Amen and Mayfer. So in the case where they were circled as man, the Yerish is irrelevant. It's a sacher men ustamu meis. So over there, the skiris will be bottled.
So where was this?
This is Mishibros of Katan Chavod. So the case over here has to be in Shinpei Bays, it's a Katan Chavod. So the case over here, he's talking about a case was. So he's saying over here, that's not like that Taz. Doloika Taz. That's not like the Taz, which he quoted before, which said it's a problem. But throw the case, that could be a case of steers this man, though. That has to be the case. No, he's saying not like that. He's learning. The case over here was Sakhra Stam. There's no heter of Hutra the Chila Shabbos, Hutra the Chola Shabbos. And the case over there was that he died during the week. And the question, you have to do a Nuskiris from him. But over here, then, when he died on Shabbos, so that much the Yerush becomes irrelevant. Because being a Shabbos, it was Mutra. That's what he's saying. He's saying, even though in case of Sakhar Stam, Allah, you need to go get Rishos from the Yerush. But in case of the died in the middle of Shabbos, the Yerush taking over.
It's man Kavua.
It was Sakhar Stam.
But it's for sure at least one Shabbos.
But the first Shabbos is already passed. It's 20 Shabbos later. Now he dies on Shabbos. Since he died on Shabbos, there's a new heter, Hutot Chilas Shabbos, Hutot Chol Shabbos. The case which before we're discussing getting Mischirs from him again, we're talking about he died on the weekday, or for next Shabbos. He dies on Shabbos, okay, good, for this Shabbos, the next Shabbos, you better do something before next Shabbos, because the Yerush, you need a new Mischirs. Okay.
So there was Mat Stam.
The case over here was the case of Stam. Simon Shin Pei Dalad. Any Yehudi Achsa Noi Ima Akev. What a case of a goy is a guest. Like we had a Divar Reich before. Any Yehudi Hanichas Hashem Achsa Noos. He came in to be a guest. Imichas Shal Brishus. And Oysa Lo Olam. If he came in to be there without he didn't ask Rishus to be there, he just sort of settled in. So he doesn't ask. Vim Nichas Rishus. I guess that was like something which they felt was necessary to point out that might happen, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Squatters'
rights. Vim Nichas Rishus. See, Miyahat. Vimanaroga and Oysa Allah Akhir Shlashimir. See if the fellow's, it's not the first time he's coming. He comes on a regular basis. So then he becomes a Shekel Balabos over here. Even though this time he walked in now, he isn't here for 30 days yet. But since he comes regularly, so he's going to ask her. If he's not Rago Lovoy, then it's only problem he's there for 30 days. Mishabur Aleph, Lashem Aksanol, so it's a learner, Shalonith is the Shem, Lashem, Likvar Shamdi Rasser. He didn't come to settle, he came just to spend some time there. Shabbishus loved after Ella Rasulam Shaloy Nichas Brishus. He wasn't against their will, so he wasn't with their active permission. Nichas Brishus was Lord Mashah, he shiloy Eskira Khadam Yochili's action. They gave him a private space of his own. Because if he didn't have any private space of his own, then Stam is nothing. It's his room, or it's his, you know, he borrowed, he's borrowing or renting it, but it's his room. Because we're going to run, Dagam Shesh Achayv Alabayas, Mikhash Rishus Ba'ad Chayv, Mikhash Rishus Voicer, Mesh Rikilim is the guy has a lien on the house, so he didn't ask your Rishus, but he came in and plopped himself down into the house. So in that situation, that's called Rishus at the Mogan Rum, because he has some rights. He's not, he's coming there as an owner. Because the Maisa, they didn't actively give it to him as a collection. Comes regularly. Comes regularly. He's called a kavua, and you have to arrange the rishos. The odds man zechoshav kareach. When always until 30 days is considered a guest. 30 day up to and including 30 days, you're considered a guest. Okay.